All right, we'll move on to item number 38, please.
38, amend intergovernmental agreement with Portland State University for the Hatfield Fellows Program for training and leadership development to update the amount per fellow to $40,000.
Colleagues, I'm pleased to support this program. The bureaus benefit from the expertise and energy of these bright fellows citywide, and you're personally familiar with many of them. I'm grateful to have one such fellow in my office who works on issues related to emergency management. That's Elizabeth Perez. This action is very narrow. It updates the per fellow to $40,000 and the total contract threshold to $1.2 million. Here to present is Gail Baird, Training and Development Manager for the Bureau of Human Resources. Good morning, Gail. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. So this will be an amendment to our current master contract, which updates the amount per fellow sponsored by the bureaus and also the total dollar amount. This contract expires at the end of this fiscal year, and we will be presenting an updated one for consideration in the coming months. So PSU and the city have partnered for a number of years on the fellowship program. It provides an opportunity to increase the capacity of public sector leadership by offering training and leadership development to students who compete for a fellowship. Each fellow is sponsored by a city bureau. They serve an 8-month stint, typically working on a unique or specific project. And I would just mention that I've had the pleasure to work with Elizabeth Perez on training for the warming shelter volunteers most recently, and obviously very high quality work being done there. So we accomplished a lot in a very compressed period of time. The sponsoring bureau provides a scope of work that describes the project goals and deliverables expected, and many of our fellows have in the past progressed on to regular employment with the city in one capacity or another. So happy to answer any questions that you have.
Commissioner Fritz. Commissioner Fritz.
I know this is an excellent program. I was just struck, however, that it's a $1.2 million program for 20 fellows. So with $40,000 per fellow, that would equal 30 fellows. So that seems a pretty high administrative cost going to Portland State University for administering this program.
We only pay this as it goes, so it is paid out of adopted budget appropriations that are available to each
bureau.
Right,
but the information is, I think you just gave us, is that we're going to be increasing the number of fellows to 20.
No, it's not my understanding. I had the same question, Commissioner. What I was told was, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that what we're doing here is just setting the 5-year procurement cap on how much can be expended. But this doesn't mean that there will be those. It still is subject to decisions as to whether to have a Hatfield Fellow, and then I believe that goes through the budget process.
Yes, that is correct, Commissioner Fish. The total amount for this contract, and again, it expires in 2018, will be. Actually, it's 19 fellows, and the money is not spent unless a fellowship is accepted by a bureau.
But that's the numbers then don't add up, because 19 fellows times 40,000 does not get you to 1.2 million for this year.
So the current amount this year, we have $240,000 for this year's participation. And so if we look at that over the 4-year period, it does come to close to $1.2 million.
Let me ask the question a different way. How much do we pay to Portland State University in administrative costs for this program?
The administrative cost is we pay to Portland State, and they, I would just mention, they remain the employer of record, so they pay all of the other administrative and employment-related costs for the fellow. So the sponsor fee is $40,000. The fellow receives $24,000 as a stipend.
So this $1.2 million for the current fiscal year is for 30, up to 30 fellows. Is that correct?
That is the total amount over the 4-year period. Since 2014, since the original master IGA was entered into by council.
Okay, so then the title of the ordinance is misleading, because it says the total contract not to exceed $1.2 million for financial year 17-18.
That's the total contract amount. It's a not to exceed over the four-year lifespan. So perhaps it could have been worded differently. I would agree with that.
Okay, thank you.
Certainly.
Further questions for Gail? Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have two people signed up.
Very good.
Please come on up are Shedrick J. Wilkins and D. White.
Gail, if you just want to take a seat.
I will, thank you.
We might call on you for follow-up questions.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cedric.
Yes, I'm Shedrick J. Wilkins, and I'm a PSU alumni, and sometimes I question whether I should have spent that much money there, but I do highly commend respecting the life or memory or honor of Senator Mark Gatfield, who was a senator for 30 years, governor for 8 years. He was, like I say, a Republican, but very liberal. I have his book. I read his book all the time. It's a good history class of how, like I say, he basically started out in the old days where Oregon was a wood state, you know, making timber to a state with a bunch of dams on the Columbia River that supplied electricity for Tektronix and high tech. I mean, this guy was really, his life is just amazing, and he always tried to make sure that Oregon was involved with the space program. In fact, his son was friends with Buzz Aldrin, who landed on the moon, Mark Hatfield's son. They would. I love his book. It's just, it's like he is Oregon, you know, at the time, and amazing person. And I take as a PSU grad, I will step aside and just say this is money well spent.
Thank you, Cedric. Good morning, Dee.
Hi, I'm Dee White. It doesn't matter where I live anymore. I would like to just repeat what Commissioner Fritz brought up, and that's what it's gone up by. It's up by $340,000. This intergovernmental agreement. It's gone from $460,000 to $800,000, and that's at $40,000 per 20. Fellows, y'all have increased it. So it's gone up by $340,000, the administrative cost, and it's yet it's the contract is not to exceed $1.2 million. So what I want to know is not only why is it costing so much, but why is there a $400,000 gap there not to exceed $1.2 when it's only $80,000? Plus in this ordinance, it says that the Bureau, the Human Resources Director, is authorized to execute future amendments to increase the not-to-exceed threshold of $1.2 million amount up to 25%. So that means they can increase it, the Bureau of Human Resources can increase this up $300,000. And, I mean, that's $700,000 that is going to, for administrative costs. And you say it's, it's to arrange for unique leadership development to introduce the fellows to Oregon's unique structure of local city and state government. I mean, yeah, it's unique, all right. And also, the sponsor fee. Wait a minute. I want to read what the why this thing is going to cost so much more. It's in here. I'm sorry. Just a minute. It's about. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let's see. Oh, here it is. This sum, it covers expenses such as recruitment, placement, and an orientation. So are you telling me that $400,000 or $800,000, it's the money is just, it's going to go towards recruitment and orientation? I'm sorry, I just think that this is so full of holes. There's so much slushing around, and we have no way to account for it. We have no way to follow up on this because it's an intergovernmental agreement.
So, Dee, thank you for that. And Gail, could you come back up for just a moment, please? So, Gail, I have a proposal because I think there are some questions being raised here that we can't answer.
Okay.
And I think there's some legitimate questions here about the overhead cost, why the cost of this program has gone up. And I think it would be helpful for all of us if we could dig into that a little deeper over the course of the next week and then bring it back and have a more thorough discussion of how we're getting to the numbers that we're getting. Because I have to agree that I think Commissioner Fritz's questions are questions we are sharing, and there's questions about the overhead and the reasons for the ask. And rather than putting you on the hot seat and grilling you and grilling you, let's take all of these questions back and come back with thorough answers for each of them.
So, Mayor, Commissioner Fish. Let me make two other suggestions.
Please.
So we have some experience in the bureaus using this program as part of our efforts to recruit talent. So we're competing for these students in the future, and we're using this program as a way of getting them in the door and then hoping to hire them. It's also been helpful as part of our plans to have a more diverse workforce. But it does seem to me, Mayor, that if we're going to have a presentation on this, we should invite the coordinator of the program from Portland State, Phil Kiesling, to come and just explain the program, because it's not everyone on this panel has been here since we launched this. Have Mr. Kiesling explain it, why the overhead, what the goals are, and then let the council make their
decision. Yeah, and I want to be clear before I let Commissioner Fritz speak next. I don't think anybody here is questioning the value of the program, and certainly Elizabeth has been a rock star as far as I'm concerned. I'm very, very pleased with her performance, and I know that that's the broad consensus for all of our fellows. So this isn't about the value of the program. I think the question is really the economic hydraulics and the finances underlying the program that we have further questions about. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I was going to say the same thing. The program is wonderful, and I really appreciate the fact that it's available both for the students and for the city. I think it works really well. The questions I had arose from the impact statement that were provided, where it does say that this is for 10 to 20 people for a total of $1.2 million for this fiscal year. So that's the clarification that I need.
Certainly.
Because I'm not seeing it in the rest of the documentation either about was it for a longer period of time.
So, Mayor, we're going to set this over until next week?
Yes, please. And does that work with you, Gail?
Yes, absolutely.
Could you come back next?
Certainly.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Good. So don't be alarmed by a two-step process. This is often how we operate, just to get to the net of the questions that we have, and then we can come back and be thorough about it.
Okay, certainly. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for everybody who testified on this as well.